Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our privilege to be able to bring to you another message from the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestell, Missouri, and our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. And we invite you to come and bring your families and your Bibles and study the Word of God with us. And I know that you'll be very pleased with our Sunday school services. Our regular worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock. And then our evening worship begins at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. Our Wednesday night Bible study begins at 7 o'clock. And so these are our services, and we certainly invite you to come knowing that if you want to really worship God, if you want to find out what the Bible has to say, then we invite you to come, and we feel confident that you'll find the Bible taught in these church services. And if you want to worship God and find out what His way is, then we invite you to come knowing that you'll receive what God gives you. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been speaking concerning the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross. And we've covered those seven sayings that Jesus said while He was dying on the cross. And last Sunday morning, we began to look at what happened around Jesus Christ. And last Sunday morning, we talked about the three witnesses, the three different sets of witnesses, with the army, and then, of course, all the people that stood by, and then those acquaintances of Jesus Christ. And so the death of Jesus left the people in that area with a great witness in their own selves that Jesus is the Christ. But that's not the only witness. There were other things that Jesus Christ gave to them that was so obvious that you would think that anybody could understand that Jesus was Christ. And so let's look this morning at some of those things that happened. And first of all, we'll notice that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, that there was a period of time in the middle of the day between 12 o'clock noon and 3 o'clock in the afternoon where there was 3 hours of darkness. Well, I think it's obvious, isn't it? That's not an eclipse of the sun. That's just not, because an eclipse doesn't last that long. But there was a bad darkness on that day. The sun refused to shine. And what this is an evidence to those people that are standing by and to all those people that there's something different about this man who is dying on the cross. Jesus, you know, is the light of the world. And when men have done their worst to put Jesus down and to destroy Him, then that light refused to shine during that time. I'm glad, though, that the light began to shine once again. I'm glad that there was opportunity once again for men to come to the light, because Jesus Christ had paid their price on the cross of Calvary. Another thing, in the book of Matthew chapter 27, we'll notice another physical evidence of the power of Jesus as He died on the cross of Calvary. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 50. The Bible said, "And Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom." Now that's one. And then point number two. "And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent." And then point number three is in verse 52 and 53. "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Wow! Now there's three things that happened in this scripture that is a physical evidence to those people standing by that there's power in the death of Jesus Christ. Number one, the Bible says that the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Well, what veil is this? Well, you know, anyone, I think, that has studied the Old Testament and understands the tabernacle knows that there is three parts, really, to the tabernacle. First of all, there is the courtyard on the outside. And then on the inside of the tabernacle, that's divided into two sections. Number one is the holy place. That's right on the very inside. As soon as you go in, that's the holy place. And then there is a curtain drawn across the back of that that goes all the way across the back of the holy place. And then back there in the back, there is a room set by itself. And this is called the Holy of Holies. Now, the Jews, of course, and the Old Testament scholars understand that once a year, Jesus Christ, or the high priest, would go into the Holy of Holies with the blood of an animal sacrifice. And there he would sprinkle the blood upon the altar that was there, upon the mercy seat where the cherubims were. And that was a rolling forward of the sins of the people of Israel from year to year. But now, that veil has been rent in two. This shows us that the way into the Holy of Holies is not restricted just to the high priest once a year. It also shows us that all of those sins that were kept back there, all of those sins that were sealed in a bag, as Job has said, they're all gone. It's opened up. And now anyone can come to Jesus Christ simply by faith in Him. Of course, the Old Testament saints were also saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. But they were compelled to show their faith by giving the yearly sacrifice in the Holy of Holies. But now, all of that Levitical priesthood has been done away with. There's no need for that anymore because Jesus Christ has fulfilled every bit of the Old Testament scriptures concerning the sacrifice and concerning the priesthood. It's all done. And the veil was rent, not from the bottom to the top, but from the top to the bottom. If a man would go in and attempt to rip this veil from the in two, he would naturally get a hold of the bottom and start there and rip it to the top. But God doesn't do things that way. You see, God got a hold of it from the top and rent it all the way down to the bottom. What a shock this would be for the Jews as they would go about their sacrifice and as they would go to keep the oil burning in the lamps in the holy place or to keep the bread going. And they walked in there. Can you imagine the look on the priest's face as he walked in there to see or to take care of his daily task in the oil and the bread and such? And there the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. I've got a question. How did they know that the veil was rent from the top to the bottom? And I know it's written down in the Bible. And I know that God inspired these men to write. And I know when God inspired them to write, they wrote exactly what happened. The Jews, however, would not know that it was rent from the top to the bottom. The Jews in their hardened hearts and in their hypocrisy would not understand that a miraculous thing had taken place. They didn't believe in Jesus Christ. The Jews did not believe, nor do the Jews as a nation today believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So what did they do? Well, the Jews continued offering their yearly sacrifice just as they had done for many, many years. I do not know if they repaired this veil or just exactly what they did. But they had to do something. For to them the Holy of Holies was as sacred as it ever was. And they would not want to do anything to cause the curse of God upon them. And yet, not believing in Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior would be enough. Secondly, we find that the Bible says the earth did quake and the rocks rent. I mean, this happened, this was a great earthquake that took place at the death of Jesus Christ. The ground was shaking beneath the people's feet as they beheld all of the scene of the cross and Jesus hanging there and the darkness that came upon them. My, there must have been a great time of fear that came into the hearts of men as the darkness fell and as the temple veil was rent in two and as the earth was shaking and the rocks began to tear apart. But it doesn't stop there. Because Jesus at this point gives these men something else to think about. Point number three, the Bible said in verse 52 and 53 that the graves of the saints, of some of the saints, were opened. And those bodies that had been laid in the grave, those bodies came out of the grave. And I believe the life came back into that body. And those people went back into the city of Jerusalem. And they appeared unto many. I mean, this is heart-stopping, isn't it? This is a real shocker. The Jews, as the religious sect of the Jews, desire for things to go on just like they always had. The Jews, the religious Jews, had desired to kill Jesus Christ quietly, just to do away with Him and get Him out of their way, hoping no one would notice. And my, it's obvious that something miraculous is going on. What a shock it would be for some of our friends to die. And they were buried. And then another incident that we think would be totally unrelated. The crucifixion of a man who says that he's God. And whenever he dies, that saved loved one, that saved friend, arises from the dead and comes and knocks on the door of our house and says, "Hello, I want to tell you about Jesus." Wow. You'd think that would get folks' attention. And you know, it did get folks' attention. It would be inconceivable that men would not pay attention. I'm glad that Jesus spoke in that way, in that day, to those people. And I'm glad. The Bible records that just 50 days from the death of Jesus on the cross, there was 3,000 Jews saved. Just a few days later, there was 5,000 saved. Their eternity sealed because of what God did in revealing Himself to them. Today, if you're lost, it's our fervent prayer for you that God would touch your heart, that you might see what He has done. And my, He's a marvelous God. If you're lost, trust Him. Rely upon Him. Look to Him. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust your works. Don't trust your church membership. Don't trust your baptism. Trust God. Because only Jesus can save a sinner. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again. This morning we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. Do listen again next Sunday morning for continuation of these messages. Thank you now for listening.